Samantha, tell me a little bit about this back-to-school fair that you guys have coming up on the 14th. When do the children, how long do they have to register?
They have, today is the last day for them to register, but there will be a makeup workshop available if they don't get registered by today. And it'll be August 7th at 2 p.m. is when the workshop is, so they can call any time between now and probably the beginning of August, August 1st maybe, to get registered for that.
All right. And tell me, what is the back-to-school fair? What's going to be going on the 14th?
It provides school supplies for kids that are in low-income families. They have to be at 125% or below the poverty guidelines. Oh. And we provide them with all the necessary school supplies for their upcoming school year.
Perfect. And where do these school supplies come from that you guys hand out every year?
We try to shop locally if at all possible. If not, then we have to go somewhere like maybe to Walmart. It just depends on prices and how much they have in stock.
Now, what about donations? Will you guys accept donations for some of these school supplies?
Yes, that's what pays for the school supplies every year, is just local donations.
All right, and if anybody has any extra school supplies that they would like to donate to this cause, where can they take those to?
Our Family Resource Center on the square. They can drop them off there.
All right, and when and where, again, is this fair going to be taking place?
It's going to be July 14th at the Roop Center out by the fire department, and it's from 1 to 4.
All right, and how do we get registered by the end of the business day today?
You can call me or you can come in. Our phone number is 660-542-0418, and my name is Samantha.
All right, and Samantha, what about that workshop that you have coming up in August? How long do they have to get signed up for that?
I would say till August 1st.
Okay. All right. Anything else about the back-to-school fair that you would like to add? Actually, how many kids do you usually help each year here in the area?
In the past, we've helped, it's been between 100 and 150 in past years. But last year was a little bit slower. I don't think we got the word out fast enough.
Is it just elementary school?
It's all grades.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you get back to your busy day?
Let me look. And it will be all kids in the county, not just in Carrollton. So, like, Bosworth, Bogard, like, any of those kids can also get school supplies. And the health department will be doing free car seat checks. That's one of the things we're advertising.
Is that going to take place at the school fair, too?
Yes.
Okay.
And Hometown Pharmacy is one of the booths that's getting set up, and they're going to be advertising their free vitamin program.
Fantastic. So you guys are going to have a bunch of vendors on hand as well.
Yeah, I've got 17 so far.
Awesome. And is it just, they're just geared to health and wellness and education?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Fantastic. All right, Miss Samantha, I will let you get off the phone if you are good with this one, and we'll talk to you again soon.